Johnny's. Our first Christmas story, Johnny's Stocking. Our story is a bit unusual and will require a little help from your imagination, because the main character in this story is not Johnny, nor his mother, nor Gramp Wells, but Johnny's Stocking. So, boys and girls, I present to you Johnny's Stocking.
Merry Christmas, children. I'm pleased to meet you. Since you will only see me in your imaginations, close your eyes, and I'll tell you what I look like. I'm white, or I was when I first came from the factory, and I have two narrow red stripes running around my top. See me? Good. Now you can open your eyes. My first glimpse of this world was in a large, noisy factory. There were other socks all around me, under me, and over me. Everywhere there were socks. I had no identity. I felt so unimportant. Do you children ever feel that way? Like there is nothing at all special about you? Like you really don't matter to anyone? Well, that's how I felt. Like no one cared about me. Then, one day, something special happened. I found my twin, my identical twin. We were taped together, packed in a box, and shipped out into the wide waiting world. And finally, placed on the shelf in a large department store. But the day soon came when we were tossed into a brown paper bag, and we were taken on another trip. At the end of this journey, we lay side by side in the dark bag and waited and waited and waited until one morning...
Mom! Mom, where'd you put my new socks?
They're still in the sack on top of your dresser, Johnny. Now hurry. You don't want to be late on the first day of school.
I don't care if I am. I wish we'd never moved here. I don't know anyone, and I'll be all alone.
Why, Johnny, there'll be lots of children there.
What difference does that make? I don't know them, and I'm scared.
After that, my twin and I were constantly being worn and washed since Johnny didn't have many socks. A day on his feet, and we were filthy, dirty, sweaty, and ready for a good hot bath. After a couple months of sweat, dirt, and detergent, we were threadbare and dingy. Then it happened. Somewhere between the hamper and the clothesline, my twin was lost. So I was stuck back in a cluttered dresser drawer and forgotten. Forgotten and useless. For who wants one dingy, ragged sock? Finally, one day, the drawer opened farther than usual. And Johnny began to dig deeper than usual. Way down to the bottom of the back corner where I lay buried. He grabbed me up by my tattered heel and stuck me into his back pocket.
Bye, Mom. I'm going over to the park to play flag football with some guys.
Don't stay too late, Johnny. It gets cold when the sun goes down. And remember, tonight we're making Christmas candy.
I won't forget.
Let me tell you, boys and girls, my heart just sank to the tip of my threadbare toe and lay there shivering. I had heard about stockings who had been involved in flag football games. It's rough. And I do mean rough. I hated my lonely, useless, friendless life in the drawer, and I had longed to be doing something, but not this. So, imagine my relief when Johnny stopped playing almost before he had started and went running down the street with me just about to fall out of his back pocket. I was hanging on for dear life.
Hey there, young fella. Oops.
I'm sorry, sir. Excuse me.
Well, that jolt did it. When Johnny ran into that old gentleman, I lost my balance and fell right out on the ground. Oh, how I hoped Johnny would look down and see me.
No harm done, son, no harm. Say, I don't believe I've met you. My name is Wells. Most of the kids around here call me Gramps.
I'm Johnny Carrier. We moved here last September.
Well, I'm pleased to meet you, Johnny. Merry Christmas to you. But, say, you've been crying. Are you hurt, boy?
No, sir, I'm okay.
You got some trouble?
Well, sorta.
You want to talk about it? You know, sometimes that helps.
Well, everything's so wrong.
Oh?
I'm so lonely here. I don't have any friends. Just now I tried to play flag football with the guys, but I'm so little, they just laughed and ran over me. I'm just a flop, I guess. So useless and empty and alone.
Boy, did I know how Johnny felt. I was useless and empty and alone, too. Johnny looked right down at me, lying on the ground, but he had so many tears in his eyes, he didn't even see me.
Don't you have any friends, Johnny?
No, sir.
Well, I'd like to be your friend.
I sure could use one.
And I have another friend who would like to meet you.
Really? What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
Jesus?
Mm-hmm. Do you know Jesus, Johnny?
No, sir. I've heard about him a few times, but I really don't know him. I always figured he was too big and busy and important to care about me.
Oh, Johnny, you're wrong. So wrong. You see, Jesus loves you.
Yeah, well, maybe. Oh, say, excuse me, but I've got to run. My mother told me not to be late.
Oh, sure. You run along. It was nice to meet you, Johnny. Why don't you stop by and visit with me sometime? I live in that white house on the corner with the big porch.
I'll come when I can. Goodbye, Mr. Wells.
Goodbye, Johnny. Oh, poor kid. Say, what's this on the ground here? Just an old ragged sock. Must have been in Johnny's pocket. Guess he was using it to play flag football. Awful dirty and worn looking. Just drop it here in this trash can. It's not good for anything. No. Wait a minute. Yeah, say, that might just work. Hey, come with me, little sock. You can help me teach Johnny an object lesson.
And then the most wonderful thing happened. Gramps Wells took me to his house, and he... But wait, that's Johnny's surprise. Johnny visited Gramps several times the next week, and then, on Christmas Eve, Gramps and I went to visit him.
Hello?
Mrs. Carrier?
Yes?
My name is Wells. Is Johnny home?
Mr. Wells.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do come in.
Thank you.
Johnny's been telling me about you. He really enjoys stopping by your house. I hope he isn't a nuisance to you.
Oh, no, certainly not. I enjoy his visits. Is he here? I have a little Christmas surprise for him.
Oh, you shouldn't have, Mr. Wells. You've done so much for him already.
Well, it isn't much, really.
He's in his room. I'll call him. Johnny? Johnny? You have a guest?
Who would come to see me? Oh, hi, Gramps.
Merry Christmas, Johnny. Here's a little something for you.
Why, it's a Christmas stocking.
Mm-hmm.
Look here, Mom. It's full of lots of goodies. Candy, gum, an orange, balloons, a pencil. Man, it's just stuffed full.
This is really kind of you, Mr. Wells. Johnny's going to enjoy all those things. I'll leave you two now. Be in the kitchen if you need me.
Do you recognize that stocking, Johnny?
Why, no. I say, it does look kind of familiar. I once had a pair of white socks with red stripes like this one.
Mm.
But I lost them. Besides, they were ragged and dingy.
Well, you dropped this one out of your pocket, Johnny, the day I met you. I washed and mended it. And then I put that red ribbon on the top and filled it with all these goodies.
Well, what do you know?
Johnny, that's what Jesus wants to do for you.
What? I don't understand.
Jesus wants to wash your heart clean and mend the broken places in it. He wants to wash out all the loneliness and fear and sin. He can heal all those hurt places inside you, like the one made when the guys laughed at you. And then he wants to fill you with his spirit of love and joy and peace.
Say, that makes sense. It really makes sense.
There's a Bible verse I thought about when I was fixing up this stocking for you, Johnny. It's 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man, and that includes boys and girls too, be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, when Jesus fills your life, you'll still look like the old Johnny Carrier, but inside you'll be a brand new creature.
Now, Gramps, I know what you've been talking about when I visited you.
Good.
I want to let Jesus fill me with his goodness.
And that's just exactly what Jesus wants to do, Johnny. Let's pray, and you can invite him in.
And so, boys and girls, that's how a dirty, tattered old sock like me became a loved, happy Christmas stocking. And how a sad, fearful little boy became a loved, happy Christian. That's my story. Hope you liked it. Merry Christmas, one and all.